someone decided that they were going to sit down with this interior designer and talk about all the things you shouldn't have in your home once you're over 30. And I've kind of got some feelings about this.
You and I both.
It's getting me a little bit riled up, just a little bit. So here are the top 10 things, just a tad. Number one. Inflatable furniture. And frankly, I remember being a 90s kid, and that was like the really cool thing. My sister got an inflatable armchair, and I was so jealous.
Right?
I was like, I want one of those. And I think,
they
frankly,
came in designer colors. Yeah,
yes, it had these, like, it had those, like, kind of funky 70s-esque flowers on it. They're pink and orange. And, like, it was,
didn't
I thought it was super
cute. Did it have, like,
cup
holders in them?
It did. Yeah, it was so cool. Yeah. So me, at my age now, I'm like, if I want to have inflatable furniture in my house, you betcha I'm going to have inflatable furniture in my house. So be it.
Right. Now, again, there's as I'm going through this list, I'm thinking, like, okay, yeah, I get that. Some of the things I'm like, you know, no. I mean, for example, like paper plates and plastic silverware. It's like, I feel like paper plates especially, you know, you grill out on the barbecue, you make a burger.
Right, yeah.
You're cooking out, you kind of have that picnicky vibe going anyway.
Right.
Why
make some dirty dishes? It's a mood. Exactly.
You can put your burger and your chips and your coleslaw, whatever, you can put that on the paper plate, and then when you're done, here's the really cool thing, you throw it in the trash.
It's super convenient.
Super, super simple.
That is so silly to me. If you want to use plastic cups and plates and silverware in your own home, go for it. Again, it's your home. Another thing on this list is dream catchers. A lot of folks had them as kids and hung on to them. What's wrong with having a dream catcher? I have a homemade one that my kid's great aunt Joni made. Uh-huh. She lives down in Georgia. She works with horses and things. And so she made us this gorgeous, gorgeous dream catcher, actually made out of horses' shoes. And it's incredible. And it's like, what's wrong with me having a dream catcher up over the bed? Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, and here's the other one I don't understand, cork boards.
What's wrong with a cork board? It helps keep
well, apparently,
you organized.
If you're going to get a cork board, you have to go get a nice, decent, fancy one.
Oh,
you can't
please.
Just find, like you can't find the little cheapy little plastic one or whatever.
This is so silly. If you want to have a cork board in your house, again, have a cork board in your house. Also on this list is space-themed anything, and I think space is cool. If I want to have a picture of Pluto up, let me have a picture of Pluto up on my fridge or wherever I want to put it.
Yeah, and they have those glow-in-the-dark stars that you can stick on your ceiling. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It says here those should go, but if you've ever tried to navigate your way from the bedroom to the bathroom in the middle of the night, as far as I'm concerned, those things can stay.